Listen.
Someone use their dictionary.
Okay, Eugene.
Now, just a minute. We have earned either gratitude or an apology, whichever this young man can muster first.
Eugene, who the hell do you think that you are?
I think I'm talking to someone extremely rude right now. Now, just hold your horses 1 second.
You have no idea who you're talking to. Eugene.
Oh, well, I think I do. And that would be a tiny little man.
I'm so sorry.
Now, she just saved her life. He deserves it. Fuck him. For once, I'm on Eugene's side. Yes.
We're so sorry. We've been working without a break. He didn't mean to. What the hell happened?
Look.
That motherfucker. I forgot about this suit, motherfucker.
Yes. You forgot about him.
Oh,
for
sure. Who the hell were you? I had goddamn rotters up my ass. And then this dumb shit rolled up and attacked me.
That's not what happened.
Did you hit him? Yes,
but it's not. Bro.
Don't you know who that is?
Don't you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been here for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, an asshole.
And you got me pulling dead bodies out.
Bro, that is an asshole. That is a guy who's going to put this whole community at risk. That's who that is.
Well, no, that's who his mother wanted to put in charge.
Dude. All right, dude. We have a problem. We have been trying. I came up with this stupid idea from watching The Walking Dead. It has occurred to me that there are gigantic pieces of garbage human shit on this show, right? So I figured, let's come up with a fucking top 5 worst pieces of garbage in this show, and I have just, it can't be done. It can't be done. There's too many. There's too many for it to be limited to 5. There's too many. There's too many. And by the way, and I said this before, I'll say it again just in case I forget to go and add the other part into this. Negan is not number 1. He's not. He's not. I'm going to tell you why. Sure, that man has killed people. Sure he has. Sure.
But he'd never sacrificed any of his people.
No women, no kids. No, that's not true. He whacked women, but he gave the order. He didn't do it himself. That's the difference. That's why he can't be number 1. That's why he can't be number 1. You want to be number 1, you got to kill women and kids. Everybody. You know, they all got to go. Everybody's got to go. I want him dead. I want his dog dead. I want to go there in the middle of the night, want to piss on his ashes. You know, that's who you need to be. You want to be number 1. You know who's number 1? Who should be number 1? Who could be number 1? Who? Who? It's between...
It's his mom.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I almost...
She drove the herd to the Commonwealth.
True.
Okay?
Yeah. So yeah, you know what? She's got to be number 1.
She tried to sacrifice all the lower wards.
Alright, now we're back. Now we're back on. Even though the vibe is all fucked up, I'm going to resurrect it. Because I could do that shit. Okay, so as I was saying, Negan can't be number 1. Also, for another reason that I already mentioned, a number 1 evil piece of shit, garbage human being would never say, rape isn't permitted here and I wouldn't live in a place where it was.
Well, Negan just told Maggie, he goes, if I could do it all over again,
yeah,
I'd kill all of you.
What? Is that for real? Is that
yeah,
what he said?
He just said it.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, she goes, we didn't kill no families in the satellite. He goes, yeah, then how'd Adam get grace in this?
Ooh. So yeah, see, you're not that different from me. That's basically what he said,
yes.
Right? Yeah, like, yes. We're the same. You just try to act like you're better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. He's definitely up there, but he's not the biggest piece of shit. He's third. Has to be. A
couple seasons ago, you would have said yes.
Yeah, in the beginning of the show, you'd go, oh, fuck yeah, this guy. And this motherfucker, too.
Pope.
That guy, Pope, yeah. Pope's got to go on the fucking list somewhere because that dude's in the military.
Pope just knocked Negan down.
Pope has done, yeah, you know what? Pope has done things.
I think he's at 3.
Yeah, yeah, Negan's 4 now. We give him a 4. Sorry, buddy. Hey, you're in the club with me now. Welcome. Take your shoes off, get comfortable. And put that fucking bat down, will you? You're leaking blood everywhere. You're fucking up my rugs. I have to eat those sometimes, though.
I love that. I fucking do love that. Oh, I think I might tell her that. Oh, you've been gone for so long, I almost ate the carpet. Is that what you said?
Yeah. That is what I said, yeah.
Oh, you've been gone for so long, I almost started eating the carpet. I missed you so much. That still is by far, hands down, the best. The best.
Well, no, I
the
said,
fucking best.
I said you've been gone so long, I almost started to lick the carpet.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Lick
but her fucking face was priceless.
I'm fucking screaming. What did he say? No, he didn't just say what I think he said. Shut up. You almost ate what?
You know what's funny?
What now?
You know what's funny?
What?
That was completely off the top of my head.
Shut the fuck up.
We were just sitting.
We were just looking at her like, all right, what can I say?
Yeah. She was just sitting there, you know, on her fucking phone doing whatever. And I'm like, you know, I got to throw this motherfucker off somehow. But what could I possibly say? And I look down at the floor and the rug is sitting there. And I'm like, there it is.
There it is.
You've been gone so long, almost started to lick the carpet. And it's just,
what?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Best.
I think we both died.
The fucking best, dude.
The best.
Ugh. That, those are the best ones. When you just come up with them off the top of your head.
What? Who? Where the fuck did you come from, sir? Excuse me, sir. You heard this, right?
Yo,
right?
She was so upset how smooth that was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was upset. Oh. She said, I never got game like this. What's up with that?
Threw me off guard and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a lot of game. My game is like one or two lines. That's it. That's all I got. I got a line or two and maybe a move. Maybe a move.
Why didn't you come? Shimmy out the fucking door. Are you serious?
You know what my favorite thing to do is, though? My favorite thing to do, and this is terrible, and I would recommend if you enjoy getting laid, don't do this. Absolutely do not do this. But my favorite thing to do, because I'm too comfortable with her, that's because I know you, right? So when we're gonna bang, to me, it's still like, well, you're still the same person you were 5 minutes ago, so I can still bust your balls a little bit. What I'll try to do is I'll think of something like, what would be a ridiculous thing to do that, like, if I would try to be sexy, right? And then I try to, like, do some fucking, something ridiculous. It's always ridiculous. Like, it's never actually sexy, dude, but that's why it's funny. Because it's like, what would somebody who's not sexy try to do if they were trying to be sexy when they can't do it, right? And then I'll try to pull it off and I'll fall over or something. And it's just like, bro, you don't have it. Just accept it that you don't have it.
You're really gonna jerk your way out of
some pussy. Yo, for real, that's what, and it's happened. It has happened. I have done it. On multiple occasions, I've made one too many jokes, and you know what? I'm putting my pants back on.
I can't.
You're not. You just. You ruined it. You took me out of the mood, bro. But you know what? You got to do that sometimes. You got to do that sometimes because to me, a laugh is just as important as an orgasm.
Oh, this is where Gracie and fucking Judith get stuck in the fucking in the basement.
Yeah.
But that scene doesn't have too much of a feel of Charlie and Alicia when they get stuck in that basement during that tornado. Yeah.
You think they just reused the same shit?
I don't know.
That would be whack. I mean, in a way, I can see why you would use a similar situation because if this is...
Look what they did with Carol. It kind of went full circle, kind of.
Yeah.
With Henry, and it was, it looked like the exact same place. Except this time he did it at night instead of during the day. We did Sophia during the day.
So who's your least favorite person in the camp?
In the camp?
Yeah.
My least favorite?
There's somebody that you really don't like, but you're not, like, you wouldn't kill him, but you're like, I could do without you. Like, if you left, it wouldn't bother me, really.
What's his face? The guy who Carl saves.
Oh.
Gets bit, him.
Oh.
And Shane. I don't care for him either.
Yeah, Shane is a wild man. He's on the list. Shane's got to get on the list. He has to get on the list.
He's like at the bottom like 10 or 9.
He has to be, but he's got to go on because you fucking
my wife.
You fuck my wife? You fuck my wife? You fuck my wife? Why would you ask me a disturb? Have you ever, bro? I haven't watched Casino in like a year, so I forgot that, you know, De Niro goes up to Pesci and he's like, "Let me ask you a question. You fuck my wife?" And then Pesci goes, "The balls. Why would you ask me a fucking disgusting question like that? I'm not even gonna dignify that with a response." But you are fucking her, you piece of shit. You know you are. Ooh, that burns me. Ooh, that burns me. I love Pesci.
Like what,
that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it fucking is. Because you're a tough guy, right? You're a fucking tough guy. But when I'm in your fucking face, I didn't touch her, bro. I didn't touch her, bro. Oh, where's all that rah-rah energy? Now you don't got an audience, and I'm about to fuck you up in front of your girlfriend. Now it's, what's the matter with him? Bro, I want to fucking hurt you so bad, I'm ripping my own hair out of my head. Like, yo, bro, you got to get me away from this motherfucker, dude. Yeah, don't give me them crazy eyes. I'm glad you think this is a game. Because it's not. It's not a game, dude.
You want to know why he acts big, dude, bad, and tough? When he's all fucking messed out.
That's what it is.
And then when you're not messed out, you're like, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I mm-hmm. do
not." Yo, we're boys, man. You're my boy, man. We're friends, dude. Come here. Give me a hug, bro. Don't fucking touch me, son. He tried to hug me.
I know.
He tried to hug me. I don't know if I told you this. He tried to hug. Well, I know I told you. I don't know if I told them.
He said this fucking 500 times.
All right.
And he said that at Jen said, or he said, at that point,
that was when he decided, because you snubbed him. That's when he decided to fuck me.
Fuck you.
No. That's not true. When the handicapped kid rolled in looking sicker than you, you couldn't have it. You couldn't have it. Because everybody is like, "Well, he's fucked up, but he's pretty funny. He's cool. I like that guy. Let's get fucked up with him, dude. Come smoke. Come drink with us." You don't like that. You don't like that everybody wanted to include me in some shit. And
you didn't like the fact that you were promised my vagina and Kevin's dick.
And probably my dick. Probably my dick. It's mine.
It's mine. It's mine.
To quote Eminem, what's he saying? "Those are my balls. They belong in my scrotum. You'll never get hold of them." Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now he's just checking the mail. Get it? Checking the mail. How many records are you expected to sell after your second LP lands you directly in jail? Bro, how? I would just quit the music business. I guess I'm not a rapper, right? I don't even get a chance to commit crimes. I'm just spitting the raps and they're already arresting me. This is bullshit. That fucking guy is wild, dude. He really is wild, dude. I don't know. I go back and forth with this guy. This Aaron character.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I like him. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know about you. Like, I'll put it to you like this. If I was in the end of the world, I would not trust this guy in my camp. He's a little, you know.
Sussy.
He's a little sussy. Yeah, he's a little sussy. I don't know. I would not trust half these people. I couldn't sleep if half of these people were in my camp. I would be too concerned about whatever bullshit they were going to be doing.
Too concerned.
Yeah. Ironically, you would think that Daryl would be the first person that I'd be like, nah, fuck that dude. But honestly...
Nah, Daryl's the one you want to fucking wish you to fight.
He might be, like, the most abnormal normal out of all of them. I think he's the closest to a regular dude that there is. Even though,
yeah,
you know...
he has a heart. He's not a cold-hearted motherfucker.
Right, but if you look at him and because
and
of the...
he looks like he's a cold-hearted motherfucker.
And because of the redneck shit, would definitely... it would throw you
it's
off.
It's the grunginess.
And if you met his brother...
yes.
Merle's gotta go... Merle is an honorable mention, at least.
Yes.
If you walk around with a spare supply of antibiotics for the clap, you get an honorable mention, dog.
Merle got clapped, you know.
Bro, that was hilarious. We got antibiotics, we got coke, we got ecstasy.
You got a half fucking big ass bag of crystal meth? Jesus Christ, Merle. Damn, son.
Yo, you need to clear a herd. Do a couple of lines of that meth, you'll get rid of them zombos real quick, son. And then, you know... I mean, that's one way you can't catch a drug habit in the apocalypse. There are no drugs to be had. Somebody's got to make that shit.
Yeah, but in the Commonwealth, that guy, the sleazeball guy, he was making drugs, remember?
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Remember, and then Carol starts to...
Right, because she gets that pill addiction. She be popping them shit.
No, I think this is after her addiction. It's... because she got that wine.
Mm.
That wine for him. And meanwhile, he was trying to impress that fucking bitch. I can't remember her name. The Commonwealth bitch.
Yeah.
She had a thing for him and he had a thing for her. But it was just... she was like, oh, I'm still better than you. Like, you know, you were never really in the... remember what she says? You were really never in the race to begin with.
Oh, man.
But meanwhile, he had a fucking backup plan.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time?
The whole time. And he looked like a motherfucker that, you know, all right, I got a trick up my sleeve.
Yo. What about this girl? The blonde girl?
Huh?
The one that he got dog from. Because she comes back and tries to kill everybody. So she's got to go somewhere. Well, I don't think there's room for her. See, these people are so bad that this crazy lady only gets an honorable mention as well. Because Pope's got to go on the list.
No, you still need somebody at 10.
All right, yeah, so she could be 10. Although I kind of
she's the one that lights up that fucking, that thing that they created, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, with the firecrackers? Yeah, mm-hmm. She lights it.
I was going to say.
After Daryl tells her that, you know, and Daryl did tell her, I'll fucking kill you next time I fucking see you.
Yeah.
You? The guy from the Commonwealth. Went and sought her out because she took one of their that truck with fuel or whatever went missing. She took that out, not the people where Negan was.
You just reminded me.
What?
Fucking Logan. That's the other show, right? That's not this one. That's the other one. I'm doing it again. Yeah, I'm doing it again. That's the other show. Never mind.
No, it's not Logan. It's Troy.
I thought the guy with the trucks. The old man with the trucks that tries to steal the fuel joint, he's got to go on there somewhere, too. Because he's a fucking... well, I mean... but here's the problem. Is they make these people complete garbage.
Well, now Logan does need to go on there because he makes them go all the way up in the mountain, making them think that they're saving him.
Right.
He wasn't there, but he was looking for Polar Bear's books.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go. But that's
didn't do all of Fear.
No, because I keep getting them fucking confused and mixed up together. All right, so let me go back. We got to figure this list out because I keep fucking it up. So the first is the Commonwealth broad. She's number one. Number two is... who?
What was it?
Alpha?
Yeah, Alpha.
Alpha. The third one is Pope.
Pope.
Fourth is Negan. And then the fifth.
Wait, should Beta go fourth and Negan goes fifth? Because Beta, you gotta put on there.
Yeah, but I would argue Negan before Beta.
Okay.
Just for Glenn alone. Because while Beta is a piece of shit, he just wants to kill you. Negan wants to kill you and make a production out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, oh, God. You know what? Shout out to the guy that was in Sons of Anarchy, because that motherfucker really did. He really killed it, dude.
I didn't know if that was him until after we watched this three or four times.
I had no idea.
No idea.
That's why I give the man credit, because I had usually when
you
somebody
never
does
saw him without that mask on.
Never.
Not this whole.
They did a really good job with that, and he did a good job with the voice too, because it was not.
No.
I did not recognize it at all. Like not even a little bit.
Yes, not even. There was not a, usually good with voices.
There was not a fucking hint of the one guy in the other guy.
The whole show, I was like, I think we know him. I think we know him.
It's the walk, right? It's the way that
it's
he
the
walks.
Walk in his beard.
Because those two, you can't change the way that you move. That's the only thing that gives you up.
That and his beard. His beard.
Yeah, the fucking beard,
he
bro.
He still has it.
He was in another show I was watching, right?
Yeah.
He was in Bosch, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the beard.
The guy with the beard who was the undercover biker dude. Yeah. Yeah, he's good. I like him.
He played in Law and Order with Megan Fox. No. What the fuck is her name? Rose McGowan.
Mm.
They play twins. Fraternal twins? No, identical twins. But they were soulmates.
Whoa.
And they were fucking each other.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Near. Oof. Another honorable mention? Wait, that's the other show I think I'm doing. No, wait, I think I got it right this time.
What?
The guy with the long black hair in the house that the girl that was playing doctor was trying to save. She's sitting in the house with him and he's like, I'm going to kill you. You know,
oh, that's
in
the wrong show.
Wrong show again. God damn it. That guy...
That's with Dakota. Dakota and Alicia.
Okay, that's... I'm getting confused.
Remember, he mutilated the dead bodies into animal parts on them. Remember?
Was it, I thought it was the W shit. That's the other show?
Oh, no. Yeah. He took fucking Tara's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. He's honorable mention, that guy. It has to be because he's a piece of human garbage for sure.
And oh, the guy, the fucking, when they lock them all in the train, the cannibal people, they're number six.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta put them on there. If you're eating motherfuckers, you gotta go on the fucking list.
You ate Ben's leg.
Ugh. Alright? Yeah.
Ben got the last laugh on that one. You ate tainted meat.
Ha ha, bitch. Ha ha, bitch. That's what you get.
That's exactly what, except it's a bitch. Remember, and then they all start throwing up, and then he's like, no, we cooked it. So, you know, no, bro.
You didn't get it all out. You thought that shit was clean. It ain't clean.
You didn't check him?
Stupid. You might have thought he was dead. He ain't dead. That motherfucker gonna wake up in a half hour hungry enough to eat everything in your house. I love that special.
Was it
too.
Happy, sleepy, hungry?
Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.
It and just... if you so happen to set it on fire,
there are some effects.
That's my favorite part out of the whole entire skit. If you so happen to set it on fire. I love that guy.
Yeah, Cat Williams is the fucking man, dude.
Now I've been to jail, not to prison.
Yeah. Only one of us is wearing $10 worth of fake jewelry right now, thank you. Whoa! Jesus, Cat, why you do that woman like that?
Whoa.
Wow!
She insinuated you went to prison?
Yes! Bro,
tried to burn him.
She did.
Then the tables have turned.
Bro, you can't burn Cat Williams. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Is he still alive?
Yes, ma'am.
Is he still doing comedy?
He is. He just came out with a special.
Yeah, now I remember.
Which, okay. I love Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Every fucking special. All right. Let's talk about it. Gonna make some people upset.
Talk about it, be about it.
It's a personal opinion. Don't get too mad at me. Yeah, don't get your panties wadded up. You cannot fuck with the Pimp Chronicles.
No.
First and foremost, you can't do it. American Hustler. Again, tink, tink. Fantastic. How do you hate that? You can't.
Wasn't he in Hell High? He was the pimp with the powder.
That's Friday.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's Friday, baby. No. How High is when they're in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two different movies.
And they smack those fucking bitches. Yeah.
That's Friday, ain't it?
No. That's How High.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, wait, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Remember he pimps out those college
bitches. Yes. The two goofy bros that like getting smacked up in the back. Bitch. Yeah, that shit is.
I'm one of the smack kid with the baby.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Yeah, like these motherfuckers are crazy. Like that's what they like though. That's so funny. He didn't know what to do when she hit him. He did not know what to do with himself. He really was not expecting that shit at all. Not even a little bit. Oh man, you're not supposed to steal from us. Got blunt, got weed, right? Oh man, that shit doesn't happen anymore. You know, when I can't remember the last time I was out somewhere and somebody was like, hey man, you got a paper? I'm trying to roll this up. It's almost never happened. Do you know what always happens? When I'm smoking a joint, somebody gonna walk up to me. Well, not always, occasionally somebody walk up to me and go, hey man, that smells real good. Let me get some of that. Like, bro, I don't carry a scale with me, dude. This is not a mobile operation. Like, I'll fucking eyeball you something, but that's not, you know. Yeah. Whatever.
What correctly you denied?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? That really pissed me off. Okay, look. There was a lady, and she was of the Caucasian variety. No, wait, that's not the right word. That's not the right word, right? No, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Mediterranean,
yes.
and Caucasian. I think that's what it was. Yeah. I don't know why I thought I fucked that up. So this Caucasian came up to me. She's like, yo. No, what you gonna charge? Like, I was smoking a joint, minding my fucking business, and this lady is trying to buy weed off of me. I'm like, oh, give me an eighth real quick. I don't have a scale. What, you can't eyeball it? What kind of drug dealer can't eyeball? I'm not dealing, bitch. You could have caught me in 07, motherfucker. I would have eyeballed you the sickest quarter you ever seen. I'd have gave you the fattest ounce you ever got in your life, motherfucker. But I don't do that no more. And I'm not about to be handing Cracky McGee an eight that no matter what it looks like, she gonna go, that's short. I ain't paying for that. And then I gotta chase Cracky through the streets for fucking $30. No, bro, I'm not about it. I'm not about that life. That's salt life. I don't live salt life. You know, fuck that shit. Ugh. Yeah, but anyway, you gotta be careful out here. Now I only smoke weed in certain places because you gotta watch yourself. You know, I don't want no headaches, man. Although I am a little proud of myself though. When the gangster drug dealer motherfuckers are like, yeah, that shit smell good though, right? Like, that's, come on, bro. You know I'm not smoking no dirt bullshit. If those guys are like, I'll smoke some of that shit. Oh man, I love, you know what? It makes me happy. It really does. It sucks that I can't sell weed for a living. It really does. Because I get the same joy of seeing somebody get excited when they get some good weed that I get when I feed somebody. You know, when you make some really good food and everybody's pumped over it, I get that same excited feeling. It brings me joy. I don't know why, dude, but it just, I think it's because, like, I know how good this meal is, right? And now you get to enjoy it, and you like it too, and now we share this together. It's like the same thing with weed, right? Maybe crackheads feel like that. You think crackheads tell other crackheads, like, bro, this shit right here? Yo, I overdosed like a motherfucker last night, son. They had to use 8 Narcans to bring me back. This the jam right here. I'm aware that's not the right thing for this drug. It was the first thing that came to my mind. Like, I'm gonna get heroin heads that are like, it's not how it goes. They're too busy nodding out. They don't know what I'm saying. They're not paying attention.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man. Crackety, crack, crack. Crackety, crack, crack. Oh, man, they're fast. They're fast, and they're always in the minimal amount of clothes, and they ain't never cold. Do you notice that? They don't shiver. They dance, but they don't shiver. You ever see them do this shit? They be doing that. Like, their arms be... I don't know why. Crackheads feel like they're in tune with rhythm, dude. I don't know what that's about. Like, they're just Michael Jackson dancing in the street. That's why nobody paid any mind to Joaquin Phoenix. They thought he was a crackhead dancing out in the street with clown makeup on. They're like, what is this fucking heady bastard doing, dude? Hilarious, bro. Hilarious. I suppose we should get back on this shit. Right? So we got our top 10 for the what? That was an intermission.
My joint wants to quit on me already.
Oh. Yeah, this one likes the canoe. This weed likes the canoe.
No, the paper is to quit.
I'm saying, though, like, it seems like it always seems to be fighting to burn the wrong way. Ooh, I smoked some shit last night. I shouldn't put it like that. I smoked, we used a cone that I've never used before. That's better. And I got all self-conscious when I was on the bus yesterday. When I was telling you that I forgot the bowl at home. I'm like, people are gonna... then I get self-conscious. Like, then I also should throw in there that, like, there's papers and filters involved. Like, it's not the drugs that you think it is. So... That's the top 10 for the Walking Dead. And then we gotta go to the other side of the country, to the West Coast. Now we gotta cover Fear the Walking Dead. Now this one is a little more complicated, because in my personal opinion, one of the main characters of this show should also be in the top 10 biggest pieces of shit ever.
She was 5.
Kidnapping kids. What? Run around with your oxygen mask on all of a sudden.
My parents.
Like you were never a parent in your life. Like you didn't work in the school district, you filthy bitch. That's why she goes on the list. You worked in a school district, motherfucker.
She might go up in the list.
Right? Like, you gotta be
all right, Troy is first.
Yeah, Troy is first, obviously, for the same reason that the lady from the Commonwealth is first, because you drove the herd to everybody for your own selfish fucking...
But with Troy, he did kill it. Everybody, Alicia was the only one to make it out.
Well, yeah, so that's why he's number one.
Yeah. Then it goes. Oh, God. It's got to be his dad. Because remember, he was willing to go to war.
Over racism, basically. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I'm the white devil, and
you're Indian, and this is my land.
Yep. Yep, I'm a pilgrim, and this ain't done yet. Yeah. That's basically, smallpox ain't take all you motherfuckers out. I'm not having it. Yeah, that guy was a piece of shit.
He left Lucy to die in the desert, remember?
Yep, yep. What is that? We don't well, like your
well,
kind.
Well, I'll send you retail.
No, yeah, when he first, no, but when he was walking away, he's like, you know, can I go? We don't take kindly to your kind. Something like that,
yeah,
he
yeah,
said.
Yeah.
When I've heard people say shit like that in real life. When you hear somebody say that shit in real life, that like chills me to the bone, man. Because like, bro, you're not even going to give this person a chance to like see if they're like good or not. The people that I hate, I don't hate for race reasons. I hate them for the shit that they do reasons and the personality that they have. Race has nothing to do with it. It just becomes an extra bonus that you get to throw a terrible word in their direction that will make them angry. That's just, it's a bonus. That's all that is. Nothing to
bonus
do with race.
Round.
Yeah, bonus round. Oh, shit. The end of the game. Come on, bro. That's my shit. Bonus round, going out with a bang. Come on, man. You got a chance, money and prizes. You got a chance at death, too. Yeah, that's the shit. I love the concept of that song. The Joker's wild, spinning the wheel, the sound effects, all of it.
Oh,
I love it, dude. That's why I fuck with ICP, by the way. It's not because the lyrics are good.
Not now.
No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no.
Not now. Not now. Yeah, yeah. Not now. Yeah, back in the day. Please, please, please. You know what this is like? You know what this is like? ICP is like my wife. It's like my wife. I fucked with her back then. I don't fuck with her now. I don't co-sign the shit she's doing now.
Wow.
But I got the tattoo on my arm.
It's full circle.
Yeah, it is.
It's full circle.
It really is.
Oh, wow. You should get Jen's name tattooed in the middle of that shit.
Oh. Well, I don't have to. This is fucking, she helped me put this thing together. But that's okay. I'll keep that. I'll keep that with me. Because that, even though you're a fucking piece of shit, right? Like, that was a good thing. Whoever is good inside of her, that is a representation of that. Even if there's only like this much of it in there somewhere. 5%. Even if it is only like 5%, 2%, whatever it is that we're working with. There's still a small percentage in there that there was at one time a human being, you know, with like fucking feelings and things. But I don't know what happened to that. You know, people change, man. Maybe the pandemic fucking cracked her too. Who fucking knows, dude? I don't know, dude. But no, that's not true. I would love that. Wouldn't that be great to just use that as the excuse? It was COVID, and then she just went off
no,
the rails, and that
not.
Was the end. I know it's not, but I'm saying, like, if I wanted
it's
to...
It's sad to say you can't.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice if I could, but I can't.
Your dog's crying.
Ugh.
She's got a shit.
Again? Yo, she just... Bro, you should have seen what... I'm telling... It's like this dog is possessed. The way it comes out of her, you wouldn't believe it. Hello, ma'am. You like to go out? Hold on, let me hook you up first. Oh, God. Whoa, shit, we must really have to go. What did you eat that you shouldn't have had? Or is there somebody out here that you want to eat? Is that what it is? Tell me you're not rushing me out here because you want to eat somebody. I hope that pit bull already went past. Because the lady that walks him, or her, is a fucking dope. I think it's a girl. The dog. I don't know. I didn't see balls, but then again, I wasn't exactly looking for him either, you know? That would be a weird thing to do. Beautiful dog, though. Silver pit. Fuck. Oh, man. Beautiful dog. Some of them pits are fucking... A lot of them just, you know... I don't know, man. I think they just look cool. Some dogs do. Some dogs don't. You know, like, them dogs that grow the hair so long over their fucking eyeballs, they can't see, they don't look cool, dude. You know? I don't think they look like mops. That's not cool. Poodles are not cool, dude, in my opinion. When you think of cool things, I don't think of a poodle. When I think of a poodle, I think of a rich snobby woman, or you know, or like a fucking a twatty guy, you know, one of them fucking sweater vest assholes with the khaki pants and the golf socks, you know what I'm saying? Wearing loafers or whatever the fuck they do. Go into your fucking big 12 hole. Nah, what are you doing, bro? Like, you are such... She's looking for victims right now. I promise you, that's what she's doing. She's looking for victims. This motherfucker lives to kill, bro. She's a machine. She is fucking wild. Chocolate lab, she is. Not great. Not great for domestic, dude. You know? Home life. This is not a great breed of dog, I don't think, for a family. You wouldn't think that. You would think it would be great, but no. I mean... But then again, she's all fucked up, you know? But still, I don't know. There's too much room for the turn. But then again, like, I wouldn't give pits if I had a family either. Just the turn is, you could, it's, but any of them could turn. You ever see a fucking chihuahua? Those are the worst. Those are the fucking worst. They're big-ass brain heads, dude. Looking like Mars Attacks assholes, these fucking things. I'm gonna eat your ankles. You know, it's all, I hate them motherfuckers, dude. I can't stand purse dogs. It's not, that's not a dog. That's a rat. That's a fucking rat, dude. When a New York City rat is bigger than your little purse dog, that thing ain't a dog. Teacup. Get out of my fucking face, man. A dog, you know, you hear the bass when you walk past the house and the dog was roaring from the fucking windows and like, oh shit, that's a dog, motherfucker. You know, not something you fit in your purse, dude, you know? Nah, what are you doing, bro? If you weren't such a fucking maniac, I would let you just hang out front here. But God forbid somebody comes walking by, she's gonna go ballistic, son. And, you know, you're not gonna hold, law averages would dictate that you're not gonna be able to hold this dog back every time. Sooner or later, she's gonna win, the leash is gonna slip, the other dog's gonna, you know, attack or whatever fucking stupid shit's gonna happen, you know. Alright, come on, bro, if you don't go soon, we gotta go. I don't know if this lady walked past yet or not, and you're pressing your luck out here, kid. I just got new shoes, and if I gotta run through this fucking yard and I get dog shit on them, I'm gonna be hot, bro. Which, I gotta do that shit. Again. Well, it's not that bad. Alright, come on, man. You ain't going. Stop playing with me. Now you're just fucking off. Come on. Come on, man. Stop. If you weren't a maniac, I'd let you stay out. She makes me feel bad. But then, you know, when I leave her out here, when I stay out here with her longer, then somebody walks by and she reminds me why you can't do that. This room is hotboxed like a motherfucker. I love how the sun shines in the window and this thing is like, ah, it looks like the ray from God on every show you've ever seen, you know. Who does it? Oh, she does.
She kills him?
Yeah. I love how... Oh, right in his fucking neck! Dude, that is savage! I'm not saying that, you know.
She did that so he doesn't turn.
Yeah, but the back of the neck. I've had a spinal tap, bro. To feel that feeling and be the last thing that you feel as you bleed the fuck. No, bro. That's a terrible death. I wouldn't wish on. To be stabbed to death, I would wish that on nobody. Oh, my God. I love it. I am a sucker for fucking fishnets and stockings and what is the shit that goes from here up to here that you clip? What is that?
A garter belt.
Okay, I was gonna say that, but I thought it was the wrong thing and I didn't want to sound stupid.
I don't think it is a garter belt.
Whatever it is, you know what the fuck I'm saying. That shit. Yo. Oh, I hate when you stretch and then you get really fucking dizzy. Did that happen to you? I get dizzy and then I get like a warm feeling that like shoots up my spine, bro. I'm not into that. I don't know what the fuck that is, but ugh, I don't like it. It's like when your leg falls asleep and then you wake it up and it gets all warm and tingly. I get that shit in my, I don't know what they did to me, man. I really don't. Bro, I got these shoes. They're uglier than sin. These are arguably the ugliest pair of sneakers I've ever bought in my life. Well, what do they look like? You might be asking yourself, if you don't follow me on the Instagram, LF Birds Pod, then you didn't see them on my story. They're white, but they got gray all on the seat. This is where they got me, dude. They're white on the bottom, not into that. They're silver on the side, like enough to where the sneaker was supposed to be white, but some maniac decided to mix the grays in with it. And you know, honestly, I'm gonna tell you the truth, the colors that were chosen to put these things together, it's like if I could have picked a different pair, I would have, but for the price was right, so I had to grab them. I wasn't trying to spend $100 on some court graphics, dude. I'm really not. I'm not going to spend that when I know for a fact that I could get them for a quarter of that fucking price. I'm not paying you $100, dude. I'm just not. Doesn't make sense. When I can get them for fucking $40, why would I pay you $100, right? You just have to wait for them bitches to go on sale, dude. Because they do every few months. You know how it goes. They overmake them, and then they're not in style. Nobody wants them, so they cut the price in half. And that, my friends, is where I come in. Give a fuck if I'm wearing last year's style, bro. Give me style from 5 years ago. I don't give a shit. Are the shoes comfortable? That's all I give a fuck about. Are they going to feel good when I'm walking in them? And how long is that process going to last? And the answer for DC's is 3 months. And with my busted up gait, 3 months is as long as I could, you know, DJ scribble these fucking things until the bottoms of them are like, we can't take it no more. We're going on strike. And then, you know, that's when the gaps come in. Right? And I don't realize it because I don't check the bottom of my shoes until I'm walking around while it's raining out and realize my sock is wet. Now I'm fucking mad. I hate a wet sock. Wet socks are the fucking worst, bro. Because then you know your whole inside of your fucking shoe is wet and that shit is going to take way more than a couple hours to dry. Now for the next 3 days, I'm gonna walk around feeling like I got a puddle in my fucking shoe. So annoying. But that's why you should always have a backup pair of sneakers. See, if I was fucking smart, they would clip me for the 100 anyway, because I'd wind up getting two pairs for 40 and split the difference at 80. You know. Fuck. I mean, realistically, I should spend that extra 20 on the shoelaces, because I'm going to ruin the fuck out of these, but I'm not doing that. I don't live in a pair of shoes long enough to replace the laces, dude. You know? Because they go. But these are different. One thing I will say, they might be ugly, but the one thing I will give these is I thought the last ones I bought, because now the Cures seem to be on sale, not the Court graphics. So I got the Cures because the Cavaliers, I hope I'm saying these things right. They're fucking narrow as shit, bro. I got wide feet, dog. So I can't fit myself in them ballerina sneakers. I can't do it. You know, I'm not fucking tap dancing my way nowheres. But these are wider than the original Cures that I got, which I like that. These are Cure SEs. So while the color scheme is disgusting looking, I don't like it. And I hate the fact that the top of them is all white. Already, I can see a black spot on them, and it's fucking driving me nuts. I have to take something to this and clean it off. But they're not gonna stay clean. I'm gonna have to clean these things every day. It's fucking winter. There's dirt and leaves and shit all over the place, dude. These things are not gonna stay clean. That's why I like the black pairs. Because you can't really tell. I mean, you can, but you can't. It's at least it's better. The white draws attention to the fucking to the dirt. Ugh. It's possible to keep these fucking things clean. But they are comfortable. These are better. The SEs are better than the original Cures if you're looking for a wide sneaker. If you don't, like, the Cures are alright, but these got a little bit of side room in them, dude, but my feet are wide, bro. These look like clown shoes if I take it off and look at it. Who's that? They do look big as fuck. But that's alright though, whatever. What are you gonna do? Still. So there it is. There's a fucking. That has nothing to do with. But you know what? I just have to accept the fact that you can't tie me down. Oh no. I gotta keep on moving, bro. I can't stick to one subject. I can't do it. It can't be done. It's not possible. I'm all over the fucking place. But you know what? This is how natural conversations happen. You don't actually stay on topic with somebody for a fucking hour in conversation. I don't think. And if you do, how interesting is the conversation really? How many times can you make a point on something before the point's been made? You have to move on to something else. At least I think. But also, I don't ever want it to get stale, right? But it could be stale already. I don't know. I mean, the numbers would dictate otherwise, right? It's continuously growing. It's not, you know, it's not tanking. It's not nosediving. I mean, sure, there's ups and downs, but that's the fucking nature of any pattern, business, whatever you want to say. I'm honestly surprised that the numbers are going up. I figured this show was going to be a flop. You know? Maybe not. Let's see where it goes. Either way, it's something to do.
got one for you. Ready?
Yeah.
And I googled this guy while you're in his apartment. The first thing that comes up is that he was in jail for 8 years because he murdered someone, shot them point blank in their face over a digital camera. And I just slept with him.
Sick.
The reason I googled this guy while you're in his apartment, the first thing that comes up is that he was in jail for...
All you gotta do is not take a selfie. That's all you gotta do. Just don't take your phone out and you'll be good. Don't ask him to film the interaction, and there should be no bullets. You should be fine.
Now watch Courtney's face. Look her up and down like, what the fuck are you wearing? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Even I said, what the fuck?
Well, you know what? I'm glad that at least even them sometimes... look at their own people and go, what the fuck is that? For them to go, what is that? Imagine what us folks down here, you know? Because the rich people wear some wild shit.
How creepy does that look?
Dude. Flutter vibe. Yo, they need to stop, bro. If they put as much effort...
I gotta find the one where it was like, oh, it's oil in a box.
What's in the box? Your replacement. That's what's in the box. Look, so you don't need a... You don't gotta get somebody to eat your pussy no more.
You got one that sucks it, and now you got one that licks it.
They lick, they suck, they fuck, they do it all. They do it all.
Should I get this for him?
Not what you expected. Well, the unexpected happens to your business.
That's what would happen in my life. Exactly. It's exactly what would happen.
Did you see the small loaf of brownies that they made?
What? Yeah. The bread loaf brownies that they made?
They ate half the batter raw.
What? Is that what happened to it?
Yeah, I think that's what happened last time to it. Oh, well, I didn't get any either. Yeah, because you ate it raw, you fucking savages. And then I got mad, so I was like, you know, like, that's a good one. Like, I thought you were going to fucking bake it.
Yeah.
You were going to eat it, then eat the fucking Great Value one.
Yeah, not the good one.
Not the fucking good one. And then meanwhile, Layla's in there scooping it out with her fucking hand. And Bae's like, oh, I'll bake it. I'm like, no, Layla just had her fucking hands in
it. Yeah, I don't want to eat it now.
I was like, she just got up from her fucking bed in her room. No.
Yeah, no, bro. No, bro.
I didn't eat it.
Ugh. Fuck that. That's terrible. Why do they have to make noise? I don't understand. It's so annoying. I fucking hate it. Right? Like, why? Your brain is fried, not your vocal cords, asshole.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Axel Foley is coming back next year. Can you believe that? I don't know. But they better have the guy in there then. If you're going to do it, you better have the... Get the fuck out of here. No, you get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot get the fuck out of here. You got to have that guy. You know. But I hate it. I hate it. Why? Why? I'm ugly. I'm gonna eat you. It's like, it's so dumb. Unless they... Do they really make noises like that? Is that real? Maybe it is. I would be so upset. Like, not only are these dead assholes walking around in the neighborhood, but they don't shut the fuck up ever. Please, get out of my face, bro. We get it. You want brains and flesh. Cool, dude. Shut the fuck up. Fucking ridiculous.